All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let's thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guide us through the morning, get us through the afternoons, get us through the evenings, get us through the nights, the week, the weekend, Shabbat Shalom, happy Sabbath there about it. Just thank him. You know, it's a lot going on probably in your personal life and a lot going on all over the world. So we always stay thankful because he's always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us through our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. Always keep him first. Always worship him. Always praise him and thank him and trust in him and look to him always. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the gospel, who are firm and bold in the faith, and who are going through many tribulations and troubles for his name's sake. Stay strong and encouraged out there. You are not alone. There's brothers and sisters all over the world going through the same thing as you, so prayers up for all of us. Most definitely, amen. Much love to the 12 tribe, to the 12 tribes, to everybody. Much love to the great tribulation saints all over the world, down the road. Much love to all the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, race, faced kids all over the world. Much love to all the brand new creatures in Christ. Much love to all the converts, all the brand new believers. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Anyone who just became a believer, God bless you. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Love you all. Shabbat Shalom. Greetings, everybody. Shalom to all of you. Most definitely, always, people. Yes. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, play an instrument, express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God for your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our life till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shout, with those angels. He has come back with a sword. He's come back to make war. He's come back to really bring it, y'all. So let's be alert, ready, vigilant, sober, watchful, prayed up. All these things. Let's stay on our purpose and calling in this time being. Let's be on point and fervent and steadfast. Let us constantly keep seeking the Most High's face. Let us know the Lord, best come close, and let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, handle that, people. Any assignments or anything the Father gave you, make sure you handle that, all right? Most definitely, all right? So today's message, we will do the news roundup, you know, but we know for sure that the good news of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom of the Messiah, the good news of the God, the gospel is the news we're going to always stick to. Amen. Whose report shall we believe? We will always believe in the report of the Lord. Amen. So as we're in these crazy, hectic times, we have to be alert of what's going on locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. All right. So we're just going to go through this quick news roundup. We'll go through prayers. We'll go through the priestly blessing. We'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right, let's see what we have going on. Let's see. A Gaza airstrike has just hit. An update on the Gilgo Beach murder cases. Let's see. A Gaza school airstrike. An Israelite airstrike yesterday struck a school in central Gaza, killing more than 30 people, including 12 women and children, according to Palestinian authorities. Wow, man, a lot going on in the Middle East and Africa and all over, you know. So that's why we send prayers up to the whole earth, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. Let's go. We got going on. A final spin past the Jock's final episode of Wheel of Fortune is set to air today. A record-breaking 41 seasons and 8,010 episodes. Let's see what we got going on around this side. Let's see. The job market, employment is going up and down. Let's see sports, entertainment, culture. NHL Stanley Cup final kicks off tomorrow with Edmonton Oilers taking on the Florida Panthers in game one. 8 p.m. Eastern time on ABC, best of seven series. Any hockey fans out there? Let's see. Hunger Games author Susan Collins announces fifth novel to be released March 2025. And Lionsgate sets November 2026 release date for corresponding film. All right, let's see what we have going on here. News about Dolly Parton's life. Let's see what else we got going on. Science, technology, SpaceX Starship successfully reaches space on fourth. Let's see, test launch. Okay, a super heavy rocket booster. All right, any people who's into science technology? Let's see. Engineers develop mouth-based touchpad allowing patients with paralysis to interact with computers. Palm-sized 3D printer prototype allows users to fabricate small, customizable objects on the go. Business and markets. U.S. regulators to open antitrust probes into the roles NVIDIA, Open Artificial Intelligence, and Microsoft have played in the artificial intelligence industry. Food and Drug Administration rescinds 2022 marketing ban on Juul's e-cigarettes. Electronic cigarettes placed in Juul under scientific review. Ban was paused previously amid court litigation. Stock trading app Robinhood to acquire UK-based cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for $200 million in all cash. Deal expected to close in the first half of 2025. Politics and world affairs. Trump advisor, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon ordered to report to prison July 1st. Let's see. Politics. NBA finals going on as well. First game was played yesterday. So fast food news. Just a lot going on with the crime rate and everything. So prayers up always. Amen. All right, y'all. So that is the news roundup. All right. So what I love to do is I close out. Is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of Jeshurun. He's the God of the Hebrews. Most definitely, he's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Praise him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Most High, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am that I am, the I Am who I am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my portion. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my strength, my song, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my praise, my song, my strength, my salvation, my redeemer, my helper, my provider. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of heavenly lights. He is the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, that can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in him. Seek him. Call on him. Have faith in him. Believe in him. Trust in him for sure. Ask the Father what you need in his Son's name and shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders, help, breakthroughs, recovery, something. Ask the Father what you need and he got you in his Son's name. Most definitely. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. Most definitely. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know for sure that he is constantly looking out for us in various ways. Okay, so we have to keep on seeking, knocking, and keep on searching, people. All right, he got us, y'all. Just know that your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith is what got you through. Your faith is how you overcome the world. Let God's favor be upon your life, and the double portion blessings come upon you instantly in due time. Amen. Praise the Most High. His time is due time and perfect time. And praise the Most High always, y'all. Most definitely, he's the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the word of Elohim, the living word. Praise him, the living Torah, most definitely. We touch and agree that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is purifying, so just as David said in Psalms. For sure, he is the everlasting king, the sinless high priest, always forevermore, people. The high priest of the order of Melchizedek, amen. We touch and agree. The way everlasting, all right? Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the widows. Prayers up for all the orphans, the fatherless. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the sojourners, the strangers, the refugees out there. Prayers up for all the pilgrims, for everybody roaming, walking the earth. Prayers up for the elders. Prayers up for the babies, the children. Prayers up for the young men, the young women. Prayers up for all the parents out there. Prayers up for all people, all walking, all walks of life. All prayers up, all social classes. Prayers for everybody, amen. We touch and agree, so that's the word, okay? What I love to do is I close out, give you all the prayer and the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.